This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. France's President Emmanuel Macron discussed the Ukraine crisis with U.S. counterpart Joe Biden Sunday ahead of a meeting with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, both leaders' office said. The two leaders discussed, quote, ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's continued military buildup on Ukraine's border and affirmed their support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, end quote, the White House said in a statement. The 40-minute phone call was part of coordination efforts, the French presidency said, before Macron travels to Moscow Monday and on to Kiev Tuesday, where he's due to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The French leader has indicated that he's going to, quote, discuss terms of a de-escalation of the crisis. Over the weekend, Macron also held talks with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg, plus the leaders of Baltic nations. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Sunday Russia could invade Ukraine, quote, any day, end quote, launching a conflict that would come at, quote, an enormous human cost, end quote. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is facing criticism over his government's response to Russia-Ukraine tensions ahead of his trip to Washington. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon has more.
While Scholz says Moscow would pay a high price in the event of an attack, the German leader's response to Russia's aggression against Ukraine has drawn criticism both abroad and at home. His government's refusal to supply lethal weapons to Ukraine, increase its troop presence in Eastern Europe, and declare which sanctions it would support against Russia has left many U.S. officials questioning Germany's stance. The country's heavy reliance on Russian supplies of natural gas and former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's ties to President Vladimir Putin are also areas of concern as Scholz seeks to reaffirm U.S.-German ties. I'm Naomi Shannon.
This is VOA News.